Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of digital declutter and mindful living. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that dopamine hit from another notification, another scroll, another like? It's like our brains are wired for endless distraction in this digital age. But what if I told you there's a way to surf the internet without getting swept away by it? Today, we're diving into mindful browsing, how to stay present and intentional while navigating the vast ocean of online information. Because let's be real, we all know that feeling when our phone is practically an extension of our hand. You check it while you're eating, walking, even talking to people. And before you know it, hours have vanished into a black hole of cat videos and social media comparisons. It happens to the best of us, right? But there's gotta be a better way, a way to reclaim our attention and actually enjoy the online world without feeling like we're drowning in it. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a mindful browser champion. 1. Start with intention. Before you even open your phone or laptop, ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this browsing session? Are you looking for information, inspiration, or just a quick escape? Having a clear purpose helps you stay focused and avoid getting sucked into endless rabbit holes. Think of it like setting a workout goal. Are you going for cardio, strength training, or a mix of both? 2. Schedule your scrolling time. Just like any other important activity, set aside dedicated time for online browsing. This helps prevent mindless scrolling from taking over your day and allows you to be more present during other activities. You wouldn't just randomly wander into a meeting unprepared, right? Treat your online time with the same respect and intention. 3. Curate your feed. Social media can be a powerful tool for connection, but it can also be a breeding ground for comparison and negativity. Take some time to unfollow accounts that don't inspire you or make you feel good. Remember, your feed should be a reflection of your values and interests, not a highlight reel of someone else's life. You wouldn't invite toxic people into your inner circle, would you? 4. Embrace the one tab rule. Ever feel like you have 20 tabs open and no clue what they are for? Try this. Limit yourself to just one tab at a time. This forces you to focus on the task at hand and prevents that overwhelming feeling of digital overload. Think of it like cleaning your desk, less clutter, clearer thinking. 5. Take regular breaks. Our brains aren't wired for constant stimulation. Every hour or so, step away from the screen and give your eyes a rest. Go for a quick walk, listen to some music, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Remember, you're not a robot. You need downtime too. Okay, let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're trying to write an important email, but every time you open your laptop, you get sucked into the vortex of social media. You scroll through Instagram for 20 minutes, check Facebook, then suddenly realize you haven't even started your email. This happens all too often, right? But what if you implemented those mindful browsing tips? By setting a timer, curating your feed, and using just one tab, you could reclaim control of your time and actually get that email written. So, remember, mindful browsing isn't about eliminating technology, it's about using it intentionally and consciously. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can connect with the online world without letting it consume your life. You've got this. Ready to level up your digital mindfulness? Share your biggest struggle with staying present online in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Minimalism. Detox your mind daily for your daily dose of digital declutter and mindful living. Until next time, stay present, stay intentional, and keep scrolling consciously.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.